is Meet the Planet. The planet.
Ecopreneuring shows how we can harness our country's entrepreneurial spirit to avert global catastrophe and profit from doing so. Those are the words of Robert Kennedy Jr. about a very timely book, Ecopreneuring. And we have one of the two authors on the line with us, John Ivanko. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, what is an ecopreneur?
Well, an ecopreneur is, and I should preface this, that it's been out, the word has been out for over a decade and a half now, but the way we've interpreted and the way we've really looked at ecopreneuring is defining a success by how you restore the planet in various ways. And in case with businesses themselves, some are for-profit and non-profit, that doesn't even make any difference either. It's what you're doing and how you're designing to restore the planet and make the world a better place. And how and the ways it's doing is just really what the book covers.
So to be an ecopreneur is not necessarily in conflict with being a capitalist.
No, it's not in conflict with being a capitalist, but it looks at what's often called the triple bottom line. So it looks at planet, people, and profit. And in our case, we actually say some profit. It's really approaching the concept of business and generating revenues to run a business rather than running a business to make profits. We're switching that equation around, and the ecopreneur profiles that we feature in the book and our example of what we've done with our little bed and breakfast kind of takes folks through to see how folks have really turned things on their head. They also have redefined success, they've redefined wealth, and we live richly, but we don't make a lot of money. What we do is when we make a little bit of profit, that's when we reinvest in a wind turbine so that we have no utility bill. And we use the business as the means by doing it. The business is kind of a catalyst to make the changes. Rather than trying to change the organization inside, businesses, ecopreneurs are coming out and launching their own business to really transform things.
Give me another example of an ecopreneur.
TS Designs is a great, Eric Henry started this company, Triple Bottom Line, but they've reinvented a whole new way of printing on T-shirts. And so you're printing in the fabric, not on it. And by doing that, you're removing all these harmful chemicals. But they don't stop there. They go to looking at making a U.S.-made, imagine that, a U.S.-made T-shirt. And then it's all made out of organic cotton. They keep pushing the envelope and look at all the different aspects of the people that are influenced, the stakeholders, not shareholders, the stakeholders that are involved in their enterprise, and how can they develop more fair, equitable, and responsible relationships with all these different people.
What sort of lessons can the average everyday person take from this?
I think the reality that we're seeing, and we've been looking at this and writing about it for some time now, is the whole ecopreneuring movement, and it really is a movement of people starting these kind of businesses and companies trying to begin to incorporate that triple bottom line into their business in a very reactive way. With ecopreneurs, they do it, it's like the DNA. It starts out that way and it just keeps growing in that way. But the idea is that these businesses are really not focused on a debt-based economy. They're not focused on scarcity and fear, which are big drivers for a lot of the economy and as well as our culture. They're focused more on the abundance. So when we think about energy, how do we get it from renewable sources that are relatively available, like solar energy and wind? Look at creativity and innovation as being a driver within the business. That's renewable and pretty much infinite, and you can keep going and going and going. And then in terms of the market, that's really, I mean, we tried not to go after very big ecopreneur profiles, so we have a cross-section, but some are in the $1 million range now in terms of businesses because the market's ripe for it.